What's good, fellas? We are back live from Vietnam. How y'all doing tonight?
We here, man. We here.
Yeah.
You little froze up there, Latin loonies.
You said what now?
I see you, but you ain't moving.
Oh. Hold on. Let me see if I hold on. I might have to move real quick. Give me a sec.
Once again, thank you for tuning in live from Vietnam, home of J. Cole, home of Dennis Smith Jr., home of Alfie and Crockett, home of Murray, home of Dennis L.A. White, home of two-time Super Bowl champion Joshua Williams, and, of course, home of the Live from Vietnam crew. What's good over there? You got it figured out, Loonies? You still in the freeze mode? I'm going to pull you out for a second until we get it figured out. Jay, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, man. Just keeping everything moving. You know what I'm saying?
So, you confirm with Drug Beats?
Yeah, he was supposed to go ahead. I got him the link and everything, and he was supposed to be going, coming on. So, I guess you don't see him in the box.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what happened.
Just yet. He hasn't popped up just yet. What's new with you, though? What's good with you? What's new?
Yeah, we got a Mixtape Addict interview. Interviewing with DJ King Flo. He's from France. He's, you know, been a producer for a while and done a lot of production for a lot of different cats internationally. So that's a good look for me. Good look for us. I just kind of chopped it up and talked about everything I had going on with the underground experience, the documentary, the blog, my album One Heartbeat Away, and just other things that are kind of, you know, cooking a little bit and just trying to talk about the city, talk about what we got going on here and just keeping everybody, you know, abreast of what kind of movement we got going on in the city and different names of different folks who are doing things, always trying to show love as usual, you know, and let people know that we are serious about what we're doing around here and that we are continually keeping everything moving as far as making music, you know, talking about hip hop, being involved in the hip hop culture and trying to hold that torch and definitely hold on to, you know, what makes us, basically.
Maybe with a gunshot on that. Shouts out to Mute God. He texted me, said he couldn't make it. Waiting to see if Latin Loonies gets it situated. Looked like it was the green screen was freezing up. Big faces in Manassas, Virginia at the Salisbury. Let me pull it up real quick. The Salisbury Center in Manassas, Virginia for a BKFC prospect show. Definitely out there promoting the Circle of Kings. And, you know, as you see, we just posted the thing where me and Big Face are now, like, joining with the Knuckletown, official Knuckletown rankings. So we're going to, you know, they basically put my bio up there in a picture and Big Face's bio in a picture up there. So we're officially Knuckletown official now with Circle of Kings. I guess we still, looks like it's going to be me and you. Let's go. You know what? We're going to get into this topic. Me and you going to hold it down, man. We're going to hold it down. And if Drug Beats comes in, we're going to interview him. And if Latin Loonies comes back in, we'll bring him back in. First topic of the night. Which label has the most untapped talent? Who you got, Mr. J?
Right now, I got Death Row. You know what I mean?
You got Death Row.
Yeah. And because of a lot of artists they've had on there through the years, I'm not a surprising artist to some people. I knew about some of the things because I kept up with the Source and things of that nature. Just to name off a few, we had OFTB, we had the Outlaws, we had the Realists, Top Dog, Petey Pablo, which he released recorded a double album while he was on Death Row, which never got released. I definitely would like to know exactly where all that is right now. And, you know, who's got those masters and if that'll ever see the light of day. Of course, King Crooked, you probably know him better from Slaughterhouse, but that's where he was. He had been on the label essentially since, or around the label, essentially since Tupac got on. Right before Tupac passed.
Why do I have a phone ringing? You have a phone ringing?
Hold on, let me go.
I swear I heard like a Skype or something, or a phone ringing, it sounds like. There we go. So you said you got Death Row? That's your,
Yeah, I think, you know, with the number of artists that they had on there, it's definitely something that, you know,
Rudy's back.
Definitely a major amount of talent they had that either never released the album or, you know what I'm saying, or was close to releasing the album or released the album and just didn't get the push that, you know, some people thought.
Rudy, you back? Can you hear
us? Yeah, the sound off, bro. Sound.
Your sound's off. Can't hear you. All right, well.
Okay, I was muted. I was muted.
There we go.
My bad.
All right.
Latin Looney.
All right, we're good, man. New location. So I'm trying to like get set up over here a little bit real quick. So
we still waiting on to see if Drug Beats comes on, and we went ahead with the first topic. Which label has the most untapped talent?
Okay.
And Mr. J went with Death Row. Who you got?
Which label has the most?
Chill, pump him on the podcast.
I don't know because, you know, so I guess when they would come to labels, I'd probably have to go with like QC, man. Just because of how many artists they got under them. Yeah, just because of how many artists. Yeah, QC has a lot of artists under them that I feel like they haven't pushed as much as their top guys. So, but a lot, man, like almost every artist that I've heard come from QC is ridiculous. Like they're doing what they do, you feel me? So I'm gonna have to say QC for that one, man, because I don't know, like. Especially like, what's this guy's name? See, now I can't think of his name now. Now that I'm on the spot. Yeah, man, it's got to be QC for me. Definitely QC.
Rest in peace to Take Off.
Yeah, big facts.
Was my favorite Migos rapper. All right, so I guess we're down to me right now on this first topic. So I'm going to go with Ruckus Records. I felt like they had a ton of talent. See, Mr. J pulling up the roster, so he's going to make me try to pull up some roster. Yeah. And whatnot. So, I just think they signed, like, too many artists at one time. Like, when they literally started, you know? I mean, you had DB Alias Christ was on Ruckus at the time. If I'm not mistaken, Eminem, wasn't he on Ruckus, Mr. J?
He was on the, what was it? Sound Bombing, the original Sound Bombing. And I think he may have been on, the No Radio Play CD as well. So,
you had Mad Skills, Mos Def, Talib Kweli, High and Mighty, and as Master A said, you sound like a couple of high whiteys who had to be on Mad Coke and Ecstasy to think that you could stand next to me. I mean, they just had a massive stable of lyricists and artists they signed all at once. Yeah.
Punchline, Wordsworth.
Yeah, and most of these cats didn't drop no albums on the labels, or if they did, they dropped one. I just think Ruckus, they try to do too much at once.
That makes sense.
Why they couldn't tap. They could, you know, it was all untapped talent. You know, they couldn't tap in all that talent, man. You can't sign but so many artists at once, you know. It's kind of like with
I think that's something a lot of labels tend to do once they hit like a peak where like they got somebody that's really blowing them up. You know, I feel like a lot of them tend to just start signing on a lot of people, which, you know, yeah, it's cool, but we don't really get to hear or see them push some other people like that. So it just feels like they kind of get lost in the sauce. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I mean, especially commercial labels, they sign as many people as they can, you know, get, and they know there's a certain amount that they're probably never going to release. So they just kind of write them off, you know, big labels. Back in the day, you know, maybe not even 10, 15 years ago, if there was a certain cat that sounded a certain way, that had a little bit of buzz, they'd sign 10 or 15 of them just like those. And they flood the zone, you know, in a certain area or a certain city, and they comb through every place to try to find, you know, same 5-10 more cats just like that one, in order to, you know, try to hop on whatever wave was popping at that time.
Shouts out to James Bader. Yeah, I mean, Ruckus, like, your up and coming label at the time, why would you sign, like, how many artists they had? Like 50 artists, probably?
I don't even know specifically, but it was a lot. And it was a lot of, you know, a lot of the Lyricist Lounge cats, they definitely scooped up.
I mean,
it was good at the time because it was kind of a, you know, the opposite of what was going on, you know, the shiny suit era. So, you know, a lot of super commercial stuff. They wanted to tap into a whole different market with a lot of lyricists, a lot of, you know, just real wordsmith level cats. So, you know, it was one of those things where they wanted to stand out. But in the middle of standing out, you kind of water down the market because you don't have a plan for these people. And a lot of the artists really kind of talked about how they didn't get everything they wanted out of it, you know, at least not financially.
And we know the more artists you got, that you're always going to have like two or three that kind of just stand out. You know, it's like Wu-Tang. The more you have, just like you got the two or three that stand out, Ray, Ghost, Meth, or whoever else, you know, and the rest of the cats just don't get as much shine or attention or love or the superstar attention. Kind of like Ab Soul was, you know, he was talking about he should get the Kendrick Lamar, you know, treatment. I'm just like, you don't got the Kendrick Lamar fan base to get the Kendrick Lamar treatment. And
yeah, that's what I was about to say. You got it got to make sense. Yeah.
And just because we put extra money into you don't mean you're going to get built up to that Kendrick Lamar fan base either, you know. And it don't even mean you got the Schoolboy Q fan base. You don't even got the Schoolboy Q fan base.
Yeah.
There's levels to this shit. There's always levels to this shit.
Or J Rock, really.
J Rock, that's a perfect example of
that's
a team player, Team player.
That's definitely fact.
You hear anything from Drum Beat Chat? We hear anything from Drum Beat Chat?
No, I ain't heard that much.
We're going to keep it moving.
All right.
Next topic. Most of these are courtesy of Mr. J. Name a rapper that you thought would be a legend but never became one. Let's start with Latin. Somebody you really thought this cat was gonna make it. They were gonna be super big, be a legend, be a superstar, or really stand the test of time, but it didn't really pan out that way.
Let me see, man. So I don't know, man, because, you know, a lot of the artists that I would consider, like, a lot of them died young, like, real young. So, like, but in the fact, like for me, it, like, X, like, XXX, I feel like XXX would have gotten, if he wouldn't have got killed, because he basically, to me, he's a legend, you know what I'm saying? But I know, like, there's, when we talk, like, legends, I got to understand as well, like everybody had to have known him. And I know he's real popular in my era, you know? So, but I feel like if he wouldn't have got killed and he would have been able to further his career, he would have hit different markets and tapped into, because that's what he was already doing. He was already kind of even tapping into the Latin side of music. Like, he was tapping into Caribbean music. He was starting to tap into what is, like what we would call a reggaeton. He was getting into it. He was getting real deep into dance hall music. So, like, I feel like he was starting to hit, like, peaks where, like, he was getting past certain other people and other people that like that, which I'm not going to name no names. But definitely X would have to be, like, my number one choice for that. I feel like X could have definitely got somewhere way farther than what he reached, you know, for
Let
sure.
Let me ask you this. He was probably going to become a legend has he not died, though, right? He's kind of, like, more, almost like a more of a what if.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because, like, that's the thing. When cats get killed, it's hard to tell if they're going to become a legend or not. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Like, but just, and see, the thing is, like, from the trajectory, I would say it just because of how I seen him, where he came from. You know what I'm saying? Because I started listening to him way before the hype, like, way before people even knew of him. Like, I was listening to him when he had, like, 1,000 followers, you know? And it was joke just to see his trend. So for me to see, like, the short span of time of what he did to be able to grow, like, and develop into the artist he did develop into, because, like we seen Crazy X fighting people all the time to X starting to become one of those people that's like, you know what, that's not what I'm trying to do. That's not what I'm trying to represent. I'm trying to show y'all, you know, there's more to life than this gang banging and killing each other type, you know, type of mentality. So, like, definitely, I definitely have to go with X, man. Like, that's got to be my he would have been a huge legend. Huge.
We're going to move to this story, Mr. J. I think I know who Mr. J is going to pick, but we're going to see if I'm right. But go ahead, Mr. J. Who you got? You came up with this question.
Well, I got a cat who might be a little bit of a surprise to a lot of people. His name is John Connor. He's out of Michigan. He was supposed to do some work with Dr. Dre. He was reportedly going to, you know, try to put an album out. But, you know, like a lot of artists that Dre was supposed to work with, it just kind of never materialized. Things just never kind of came together. I think if he got that push, he definitely would be one of those legendary cats, because he was definitely a dope, still is dope cat, dope rapper, lyricist. You might, you know, if you know more about him, you might argue that he might be an underground legend. So he's definitely one of those cats, you know, just didn't get that shot, didn't get that push. And like I said, a lot of people who Dre was supposed to work with, it just didn't happen and it didn't come together.
That's not who I thought you was going to go with.
Who did you think I was going to go with, man?
I thought she was going to go with who I think a lot of people would go with, and that's DOC.
Well, that would have been a good one, too. Yeah, if he hadn't lost his voice, he was definitely one of them cats that was just dope. You know what I mean? His whole album he put together in like a week. You know, him and Dre just staying in the studio. And that's something, you know, to have something quality you put together in basically like a week. That's unheard of. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, SoundCloud rappers and whoever else, you know, saying, talking about they put together a mixtape in 24 hours and, you know, it's a birdcage line of material. You know what I mean? So
for a lot of people, I thought the typical answer would be DOC, but I'm going to go with Cannabis.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Cannabis. I mean, he's the cat that I just thought would, oh, and we're going to bring in Trillanoise track.
I'm going to go with Cannabis.
Trillanoise.
I mean, he's the cat that I just thought would, what's up? Oh, and
how you doing? Bring in
Trillanoise track. I'm good.
You got some background noise going on.
What's up?
Delay. Got a delay back there.
He got a delay go. You got to get that fixed over there. You got some background noise going on over there.
It was the TV. I think he cut it off already.
Okay. And I figured I'd come in. Yeah.
We good? All right.
Yeah, yep. He got it.
I'm good, man.
So we doing name a rapper you thought would be a legend but never became one. And, you know, I was saying a lot of people would say DOC, but I had to go with Cannabis because I thought with the bars and just the way he was spitting. that a lot of cats. Hey, yo, yo, don't nod me. Don't nod me. You will get your turn. You will get your turn, man.
He said, nah. You said that too quick, bro. Too quick.
You gonna get your turn. You gonna get your turn to nod me, man.
Not cannabis. Nah.
I think. So you didn't think cannabis is gonna become a legend at all?
No, he was a battle rapper, man. I mean, all he could do was talk shit. Like, I mean, his rate. I mean, he only shined when he had that LLB back then. I mean, what year was that?
Man,
90 what? Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff up.
I mean, that was 90 what?
LL Cool J. And
I mean, and then on top of that, I mean, LL responded with a 10-minute. I mean, the best battle rap response in history was LL's response to
the
cannabis.
Best?
I mean, it was like 10 minutes long, and he talked shit about Mike Tyson too. Come on, dog.
It wasn't really the best. Yo, this is what I thought. This is the thing.
Man,
I'm glad I brought you on. This is the only reason LL won. There was some cannabis said. His song that always stuck out to me. He said, 99% of your fans wear high heels. Well,
who buys records?
Okay, but yeah, but at that, let me finish. At that time, LL had 99% more fans than cannabis, probably. So it helps. It helps when you got a lot more fan base than the other cat too, man. I have to say.
I mean, I understand that, but at the same time, when he said 99% of your fans wear high heels. Who buys records? White people and women buy music. So, I mean, what are you saying? Shit.
Who you got there? Who you got? A cat that you thought was going to become a legend, but then?
I mean, you just called me like an hour ago. I ain't have enough time to research that part, but I might say, damn. I don't know. Damn sure ain't cannabis. But, I mean, I didn't research that part though. I mean, I had a short amount of time, but
you researched any of these questions?
Man, you called me an hour ago, dog.
You said you was gonna come on. You what? You still gonna come on?
Yeah, I mean,
you
as far
this next one. You know,
I mean,
this next one though.
I mean, as far as me, that right there is like, you know, so that wouldn't be my forte anyway, but.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't say I wouldn't say cannabis.
We got you on this next one though.
Yeah.
So we're gonna move it. We're gonna actually, what time is it? You know what?
7:22.
Let's get into a Dizzle break real quick. And then we're gonna get into the last two questions. and actually I wanna add a little topic towards the end. But let's get into a little Dizzle break. Here we go.
Tropical drink.
Me and my team whenever we link up, they wanna be drink up. We sit and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink ups. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup up. And tell that waitress just waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No wait and listen, no they're waiting for that tropical quiff. That'll kick in your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the
Dizzle.
That's right, I really mean it. You could Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. So your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottles of Dizzle, go to DizzleBrand.com. We got the new Dizzle Brand cans on the way. Be on the lookout for those. We got the Red Bottom coming on the beach, the Sangria, and the Mango Rita cans coming. Check this out, DizzleBrand.com, which is the sponsor of Live from Vietnam. And
you said Sangria
podcast. Yeah, we got the Sangria coming.
I'm gonna need that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a can for you. I'm gonna have a can for you. That Sangria.
I need that.
Yeah, we're doing big things with the Dizzle Brand. All right, let's get into it. Pull up this other topic we got here.
It's the Dizzle.
Which state has the best music producer? Let's start with Mr. J.
To me, it's a difficult thing, but I got to go with New York. It's the home, the birthplace of hip hop. So we got, you know, producers like Primo, like Pete Rock, like Rock Wilder. California probably comes a strong second as far as like legendary producers that come out of California. But it's so many more that I could name off top, you know, just out of New York. That's just three big heavyweight names. And there's so many more and so many unsung that have put so much time into, you know, so many classic albums.
So you got New York City, New York City. New York. All right, before we get to Trill and Noise, the producer extraordinaire on the show right now, let's go with the young voice Latin Looney Tunes, who kind of offsets us old heads, as y'all call us on TikTok.
Man, I don't know, man. Right, I might have to say Atlanta right now, bro. It's got to be Georgia, bro. And Atlanta is since I've gotten personally, you know, like really into music, like into hip hop and stuff. Well, at least me, from what I've heard, like the biggest names that I've heard come out are always from Atlanta. You got Metro Boomin. You got see, now I can't think of them off the top of my head, but mainly everything that's popping right now is coming from the South. You know, so I definitely have to give it to ATL in Georgia, bro. Like that's where it's at right now for me.
ATL in Georgia, we got a New Yorker. Let me go to the producer extraordinaire who also produces the outro of the Friday shows and the intro and the outro of the new Saturday shows, which check us out tomorrow. Me, Trill and Noise Tracks, we're going to have Hood the Mayor on there. We're going to review a couple songs, interview them, and whatnot. So I know you ain't got a study for this one. Which state has the best music producer?
All right, so I'm going to respond to both of them. I mean, I understand New York is a home, as Mr. J said, but you know what I mean? Like, New York was New York sound. And as far as Latin Looney said, ATL is ATL sound. You know what I mean? So with me, I'm conflicted. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm going to have to give number one to California because California has New York. And I mean, California just has a sound almost across the board. It has a Cali sound and it has a New York sound. But I mean, I hate to sound biased. I mean, I know the name of the show, but I'm gonna have
don't,
to
I'm don't give me. I'm from Cali, bro. So I understand what you mean. Bro.
Yeah. But let me finish though. I mean, I give it to Cali. You know, say Cali has the New York sound because the Cali underground. I mean, I say it all the time is underrated. You'll say the Cali underground is like really true hip hop. And then you'll say, and then you got, you'll say the Cali sound, which is, you know, the Seawalk, you know, say all that type of shit, whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Then you got Oakland with the, you know, say with the crunk type shit. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, Cali is so big, which a lot of people don't know. Like, I mean, they got sounds from Southern, you know what I'm saying, from Southern Cali to Northern Cali. Like, it's just, I mean, it's a whole different world. I mean, you can drive every 2 hours and hear a different type of sound of hip hop. But you know what I mean? I hate to sound biased and all that, but you know what I mean? Like, the best underrated hip hop producers has to come from North Carolina. And we are not known is because in Fayetteville alone, you have me with the boom bap. You got Izzy with the boom bap. You got Leviticus with that type of shit. You got I keep forgetting his name. I hate to say that shit, but
What's that type of shit?
You got QDH. I mean, you got Leviticus QDH with more of that. I mean, well, yeah. You got QDH with that sound. You know what I mean? I mean, it's so many producers in Fayetteville. Like, if we was known, you know, what I'm saying, it'd be a conversation across the board with anybody in the country. But I mean, we have more diverse producers here. I mean, to me, to anywhere. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, I travel the country. I mean, I work traveling the country.
Yeah.
And I mean, and I mean, it might sound biased, but it's not biased at the same time.
I can somewhat very much agree with you, just because, like, for me coming from Cali, bro, like, so asking somebody here, you know, because especially like you mentioned Q, like, I've worked with Levi, I worked with Q, so like for me to be able to tell them, look, yo, this is the kind of sound I want, you know what I'm saying, and this is kind of what I'm looking for, and to kind of like hum the melody out and have them come on the keys and replicate exactly what I'm thinking is wild. So I definitely got to agree with you there, man.
Come on, my thing is I'm diverse too, but you know, I mean, but if you want that true authentic boom bap, you know what I'm saying, holler at me. But you know what I'm saying, I mean, I play the keys. I mean, all that other type of stuff. I mean, if you listen to the stuff I've done with Twiz Mac or, I mean, anybody like Sniper, Ray Hustle, Black Watch, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's a lot of people. But when it comes to like true diversity, and it goes back to what I said on the other show, I think that's our downfall. We, you know what I'm saying? Like, we so diverse, we don't have a sound. You know what I mean? Like, we so diverse, we don't have a sound.
An established sound, at least.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think we can get, I don't think we can get an established sound. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, we influenced by so much stuff. Like, being a military town, you got everybody people from every... Yeah. I mean, I brought that up last time, but, you know, I mean, that's just my, you know what I'm saying, that's my view on it, but, you know, so I put us at number one, though. I put Cali at number two because, you know what I'm saying, Cali dudes, man, have some real hip-hop type shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you go back from Souls of Mischief. I mean, just think about from Souls of Mischief, like, on, like, I mean, you know what I'm saying, matter of fact, Cali didn't get a sound until after until the Snoop Dogg era, Cali didn't really have a real sound. You know what I mean? Because Ice Cube and everybody was, Ice Cube was messing with you don't say, what was it, the Bomb Squad or whatever New York?
Star.
Yeah, I mean, and everybody. I mean, and then you look at Dr. Dre albums, like the first NWA album and the Chronic album was all breakbeats. It was all breakbeats. You know say, it wasn't nothing, I mean, the whole, you know say, it was all breakbeats, which is a New York East Coast type of sound. But I'm going to put us in number one.
All right, so let me tackle this a little bit. I did this two ways because the question is best music producer. What state has the best music producers? So I got to go with, as far as just music producers, not just hip hop per se, I got to go with California. Like Trill said, I got to go with California. Now, when I go with hip hop producers, this Trill's going to push back on me on this one.
He already turned away.
Don't say it, bro.
He knew it.
Go ahead and say it.
Don't say who.
Nah, go ahead and say it. Go ahead.
I got to go with VA.
Hey, who? VA is. I got to
go with VA. I got to go with VA.
Oh, you got to go with Virginia?
Timbaland, Missy Elliott, Bink. Go ahead.
Can I speak?
You can speak. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to cut you off. I don't want to overtalk nobody.
All right, let me get my demo.
All right, you said VA, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So VA. You said Neptune. You said Neptune, right?
Neptune's, yeah. Timbaland, Missy Elliott, Bang.
Okay. I mean, nah, I give it to Timbaland. Timbaland is the only really creative one out of the VA. You know what I'm saying? Pharrell actually recreates a whole bunch of people's beats. Think about it.
Okay, but he's very successful.
I mean, successful and creative is two different things.
I mean, you might go off of certain different things that I go off of, though. You might be going off of creative. I might be going successful.
Okay, if we're going off of successful, you'll say, well, we're going to eliminate a lot of the legends. You'll say, okay, well, I'm just saying, like, if we're going off successful,
they gotta be boom bap, or they gotta be, like, successful.
If we're going off successful, we're going to eliminate Premier. I mean, he is successful, but you know what I'm saying, he's more regarded as, you know what I'm saying, like a god producer. You know what I'm saying, but then you got, like, you'll say, so we're going to disregard Pete Rock. We're going to disregard Eric Sermon.
What does best producers mean, though? We don't know what best producers mean.
I mean,
nowadays, that's up for interpretation.
Exactly.
I'm going to put it to you this way, though. When you say best producers, because nowadays, the producer is sometimes more famous than the artist himself. Okay. So that's why I had to say Atlanta, because you put on a track, you got Mike Will Made It. The first thing you hear when his song comes on is Mike Will Made It. Everybody's gonna know who Mike Will Made It is. Metro Boomin, when Young Thug made the ad lib for Metro Boomin, now every song that Metro Boomin ever comes on, Young Thug is on there. Metro Boomin, everybody says that. So when you say best producer, you gotta say somebody that everybody knows. You know what I'm saying? It's like no matter James who you Vader.
Shouts out to James Vader. I hate to cut you off, but he said Virginia. Let me pop it up. James Vader.
Yeah, he did. Look at
can I say something? Okay.
Go ahead.
I mean, of course, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when you talk about the most notable and popular producers, you would have to say Virginia, because Timbaland.
That could be the best.
No, dog. Okay, that's your criteria, but with me.
That's why I said up for interpretation, bested.
Exactly. I mean, first of all, we're talking about music, so everything with music is up for interpretation.
Exactly.
And taste. So
I love
this. No, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's right, nobody's wrong. But what I'm gonna say is when it comes to music production, okay, when it comes to that, okay, Virginia can have number one for the fact that they got Teddy Riley, Pharrell, and Timbaland. Mm. Okay, now,
I didn't even throw in Teddy Riley.
I mean, if you're gonna throw in anybody, he's better than any all the niggas. I mean, come on now, ain't nobody fucking with Teddy Riley, period, across any board of production. I mean, if you talk about production, I mean, think, man, Teddy Riley got hits in R&B, Michael Jackson, and rap, Rum Shaker. I mean, come on. So if you want to put it at that. I mean, now Teddy Riley is the top.
Bro, what are you talking about, man? Bro, I'm out, man. That nigga's tripping.
What the fuck is that, nigga? You got a new sound effect?
The Russell Westbrook.
I'm gonna put out the Russell Westbrook.
All right. What are
you talking about, bro?
Hey, put that in the chat. You know what I'm saying, before you use that. But anyway, but you know what I'm saying, like, when it comes to like top producers. Or whatever, like, I mean, first of all, like I said, everything in the music is subjective and on a personal level.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, with me, if you're going to say top producer with me, and I mean, I don't care what anybody else say, Premier is top producer, because Premier has used samples that the people that he sampled from are not even knowing that he used their samples. You'll say, you're talking about a skill level. If you want to go on popularity, skill level, That's two different things. You know what I'm saying? Like, skill level is like undisputable. You know what I mean? Like, people be like, put Dr. Dre as the top dude. Man, Dr. Dre ain't using up a break beats. Man, Dr. Dre probably only has about 10 original songs that he played, and those 10 songs are not the hits. You know what I'm saying? The whole Chronic, the Snoop Dogg Doggy Style, man, they are all break beats and samples, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dr. Dre has only made a few original beats. You know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying? You got somebody like Premier that would, I mean, dog.
Well, but Dr. Dre, I still got him as the greatest executive producer of all time. I look at him as the executive producer, not a producer. It's a difference.
I mean, nobody cares about the executive producer. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Get that, but I mean, executive producer is very important.
I'm talking about, man, people only care about the MC and the producer. You know what I'm saying? We talking about hip hop. We ain't talking about rock and roll or pop. You know what I'm saying? Like,
people,
you know what I'm saying? Hip hop. People only care about the rapper and the producer. That's it.
You're right. But the executive producer is very important. I don't care what anybody says, because MC Search was executive producer of Nas' first album.
I know, but who knows that? Who cares about that though?
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm just saying now, I know about it. I care about it. What I'm saying is, the general public, everybody knows Nas, everybody knows Illmatic, nobody knows who the fuck MC Search is at all. And nobody cares that he executive produced it. I mean, now keep in mind, MC Search has done a lot of shit for hip hop that people don't know about. But we talk about what matters to people, to the general public. You know what I'm saying? Not us. You know what I'm saying? Like we are musicians and MCs, producers, and all type of shit like that. So we know that shit. But you can ask 10 people right now, and they don't even know that MC Search pretty much, you know what I'm saying, made more money off Illmatic than Nas did. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, bring up Third Base. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, y'all ever heard of Third Base? You know what I'm saying? They don't think he talking about baseball. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, so, I mean, so, like, the topics we talking about, you know what I mean? Like, we got to, like, I mean, are we talking about what the fans think? Or the people that's in this shit trying to do it or are basing, doing it.
I'm not basing my answers and my opinions off what fans think. I know that much.
I mean, because, I mean, for one, if you're going to say, like you said, I mean, the top executive, I mean, so if you're going off of executive producers, then Search, you know, say, like, Search executive produced the one of the top five classic albums ever in hip hop. But nobody knows that. Nobody knows that. You know, say if you say, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
To the next topic, though, it's kind of producer friendly too, though. Who are some unsung producers?
Like I researched that.
They don't get enough recognition, and that name don't get shouted out enough.
All right, go ahead. Start with somebody else. Go ahead.
I'm gonna start with Mr. J on this one.
Lately. I'm gonna go with the producer who is associated with Run DMC, Larry Smith. You know, they say, it's a line that Run DMC uses, says, I put Larry inside the Cadillac. You know what I mean? He's mm-hmm. one of the instrumental producers on some of the Run DMC's biggest joints. And he doesn't really get a lot of love or get shouted out at all. It's kind of criminal. Somebody who's newer in the game, Soundwave. He has some notable tracks with Kendrick Lamar on Poetic Justice, J-Rock on The King's Dead, Schoolboy Q on that part. Another one, Sir Jinx. He's Ice Cube's producer. He's worked on America's Most Wanted. He's worked on a lot of different things for Ice Cube, Exhibit, a few other West Coast artists. And he never really gets the kind of shine that certain other cats get when you talk about West Coast producers.
I remember Sir Jinx.
Yeah, I mean, I know Sir Jinx. Yeah.
You went really deep. I didn't like, who's the cat you said first? Larry Smith?
Yeah,
I'm not really familiar with him, to be honest with you.
You familiar with him? Yeah, we got to go back to the Run DMC.
Phil, you familiar with him?
I mean, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I'm probably the oldest cat on. I'm probably the oldest cat on here, so I know.
Yeah, you are the oldest cat on here. So let's go to the youngest cat on here first.
Nigga, change your hue, nigga. You the whitest nigga on here. You know what I'm
saying? Latin loonies. Who's your unsung producer?
I'm probably gonna have to go with Illmind, man. I got Illmind, definitely. You know, I used to listen to a lot of 50 Cent. So when I was deep, like listening to 50 Cent, I got a lot of my sounds in my head that kind of come from Illmind's catalog. If that makes any sense, definitely him. And I'm probably gonna have to go with Bink. Bink is fire. I don't know why Bink doesn't get mentioned as much.
VA.
So you know.
I'm just saying, man.
But yeah, man, I definitely gotta go with Illmind and Bink, man. Illmind and Bink are definitely top tier to me, bro.
Like, I'm gonna go next before the producer extraordinaire goes. I got a couple names here. Few names. I don't think No ID gets enough recognition and
that's a good one. Yeah.
And love. I don't know how you feel about this cat. I just think I really like this production style. Nick Wiz, I think he gets overlooked a lot, and I just think he had a real nice sound that I like. That Cellar Dweller sound, that Milkbone sound. And I'm not even saying this name because I'm trying to, because we're supposed to get him on a podcast, but I was listening to his beats and his production, and I don't think he produced for a lot of cats outside of Blase Blase like he should have, and that's P.F. Cutting. Like, yeah. I really like this production style. I'm trying to think, is there anybody else that is definitely overlooked? Yeah, I can't really think of nobody else right now, but I definitely got to go with No ID, Nick Wiz, and P.F. Cutting, especially No ID, man. Mm. If you go listen to No ID's solo album with Doug Infinite, the production is crazy bananas. I think he did, what, Death of Auto-Tune DOA? Didn't he do that? If I'm not mistaken.
Think so.
Unsung producers.
I'm surprised you didn't say what's this guy that used to produce for Cannabis? This is Black Milk.
Oh, Black Milk. He was
he's a dope.
Yeah,
dope.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm surprised you wouldn't say it because he was definite, bro.
Yeah,
he's
a dope producer. That's a good name. Yeah.
Who phone ringing?
I don't know. I've been hearing it though.
That's Mr. Ringing. He was ringing earlier when it was just me and him. What is that? The Skype?
Yeah,
Skype.
Sorry.
You said Skype?
Is that Skype or something?
Yeah,
or your Facebook? Somebody Facebook calling you or something?
Y'all know we online now. Y'all need to be calling us while we online now. Y'all know this. So, y'all know y'all see that red circle around our names. Ain't no point y'all need to be calling me right now.
Say what now?
Oh, Stranger the Great just said Larry Smith was that guy in the 80s.
Who? What?
Larry Smith.
Stranger the Great said Larry Smith was that guy in the 80s. Shouts out to my guy, Stranger the Great. Who you got, though? Unsung producers, man.
I'm going with Easy Mo B for one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love Easy Mo B.
I mean, Easy Mo B started back in the Big Daddy Kane days. Like, I mean, come on. I mean, I'm a reader.
Biggie shit and a lot of
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, he did a whole. Yep. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start calling him off. You know what I'm saying? Call him Mr. Welfare by Big Daddy Kane.
Hmm.
Party and Bullshit. By Biggie. Flavor in Your Ear by Craig Mack.
Mm. Oh, that's right. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Give me the loop. Give me the loop by Biggie. Warning by Biggie.
Mm.
Straight Balling by Tupac.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The Points. You know what I'm saying? I mean that was a compilation type thing, but.
What was it? Who'd you say this was? This guy getting all my songs. He's naming my favorite songs.
Man, Easy Mo B, bro. Easy Mo B. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to definitely look into him. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Lifestyles of the Rich and Shameless, Lost Boys.
You know what
I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, and Jeeps, Lex Coupes, Beamers, and the Benz by the Lost Boys. Yeah.
Maybe I knew that then and just didn't remember.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? My favorite Tupac song, Temptation. That's my favorite song, though. Temptation by Tupac.
Yeah. Better points.
You know what I'm saying? Going Back to Cali by Biggie.
Going back. Oh, shit.
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? I'm going to stop right there. But my second one is, you know what I'm saying? He's a Carolina native, Ski Beats, man.
Yeah, Ski.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get up
with
Ski.
A lot of the first Jay-Z.
Ski Beats, you know what I'm saying? Look, I mean, I had the pleasure of going to his studio in Greensboro about, you know what I'm saying, probably about 8 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Tip, you know what I'm saying? Merc Mob all day, you know what I'm saying? Hits Records. You know what I mean? Yeah, I went up there with him, you know what I'm saying, in his studio. But I mean, Ski Beats has a lot of classics too. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, he is pretty much unsung. Like, I mean, for real, like, seriously unsung. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He got the hits on Jay-Z albums.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to pull that up right quick, too.
The receipts.
His original flavor.
I mean, then on top of that, let me dig him up. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, he done do what a few Jay-Z beats. I'm pretty sure you can help me out now, Mr. J.
We lost Mr. J and he's back.
Oh, he's back.
I think he did Can't Knock the Hustle and shit like that on
he did Dead Presidents.
Oh, that's a dope ass beat.
Yeah, he did Feeling It. I mean, but you know what I'm saying? Then you got Camp Lo. I mean, he did the whole Camp Lo album. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Luchini. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he got classics. I mean, he got real serious classics, though. But
he did Luchini pour into the sky?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he did that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But Mr. J, you know what I'm saying? Like, when he was talking about West Coast, we forgot about Battle Cat.
Battle Cat, dope.
Man, Battle Cat is that guy.
Shouts out about DJ. You talking about DJ Battle Cat?
Yes, Battle Cat has done.
We got him shouting out to Dizzle. Shouts out to DJ Battle Cat.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and not only that, from the Dog Pound, what's his name?
Daz.
Man, Daz, you know what I'm saying? Daz really did the whole Chronic and the whole Snoop Dogg album.
Hmm.
And he got some hits on Jay-Z's.
I'm just saying though, and then on top of that, Daz did everybody in the club getting tipsy, dude. Mm-hmm. Remember that shit? Yeah, Daz mm-hmm. did that for a St. Louis rapper.
Yeah,
for a St. I mean, and that's a classic. But I mean, low key, Daz really produced the Chronic and Doggy Style. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I hope I don't get killed for that. I mean, but I don't think. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't think Sugar Puppy know my address.
He said, shouts out to Stranger the Great, Battle Cast, that guy. Knots will be underrated. Knots.
Knots is another one, yeah.
Hey, look.
Shouts out to Stranger the Great.
Nigga, word life, nigga. I had Knots on my shit. I ain't have enough time to research nothing, you know what I'm saying? So I can act like I know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I had Knots on my shit too. You're saying Knots from VA, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Knots from VA. You know what I'm saying? Like
winner, chicken dinner.
But look though, you know what I'm saying? While we talking about Timberland, Pharrell, and you know what I'm saying, Knots got that boom bap shit. You know what I'm saying? Knots got that real hip hop.
Knots is definitely up there.
Hey, look, which goes back to what I said. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, are we going popularity over skill?
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, come on now. Best can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, I mean, for real. I mean, at the end of the day, skill, you're also like.
I mean, it's still all subjective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We got four niggas on the screen right now.
We know that the music is dope regardless. That's what
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, we got a different take on it. You know me, so I mean, it's all fire. Subjective, but you know, fire. It's funny how we talked about that and we forgot about Knots. He's from VA, you know what I'm saying? Which we just said that VA might be number one, and we forgot him over, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because Teddy Riley gonna outshine anybody, and we forgot about Knots. I mean, he did the whole Busta album. Come on, dog,
yeah, facts.
What was the Extinction Level event?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's when everybody.
Yep.
I mean, that's when everybody first heard about Knots. I mean, if I'm right, but yeah, see,
it's probably when I really blew him up.
All right, so we're gonna get into one more topic here in a second, but I want to run a quick little commercial break. We're gonna run a quick Circle of Kings, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hey.
You seen it? Circle of Kings, check us out. Follow us at Circle of Kings 26. I didn't really prepare nobody for this one.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
What do you think of haters calling Murray a one-hit wonder? I mean, who wants to start this off?
I'll start.
Let me start this off.
Let me let Lat Looney start this off.
He can't be a one-hit wonder when he's got more than one hit, is all I'm going to say. He might not have as many as you thought he was going to have by now. And maybe he hasn't pushed a lot of music like I would expect him. But I don't think he's a one-hit wonder for the simple fact that my man's got obviously his Quicksand song. But then he got the song that was blowing him up on 2K. What was it, last year? Bro, like everybody that I knew playing, every time we jump on the song, they would be singing his song after a bit. So like I can't call him a one-hit wonder. I think people just expected him to do more by this time than what he's done.
Next up,
Think it's, you know, it's crazy to call him a one-hit wonder. And he's on it, an independent label. So Pick Six is not a major label. It's an independent label. Mm-hmm. They're pushing, I guess, you know, their motion is going to be different from Warner Brothers or Def Jam or Interscope. And it's crazy to see how people are just kind of just talking out the side of their neck about everything music related, not music related. He's had Trenches. He's had what was the other one? I don't know. All of the videos that I see have at least, you know, several million views on them. You've got the feature that he got with J. Cole on J. Cole's last album. I don't understand what nobody's talking about. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people were talking crazy. It's not going to move in the same direction as a, you know, as a major label. It's just not. So people just need to kind of chill out. I think they really should support. We keep saying this time and time again. Support. Show love.
Didn't he just drop? Well, I wouldn't call it a song, but I know he's working, bro. Recently, he just dropped a freestyle in December.
He's got something. I think he got something with one of the Griselda cats out that came out not too long ago.
Yeah, he got something with Benny the Butcher. He got something with Corday, Polo G.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what these folks are talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. They just need to, you know, kick back and enjoy the ride. Show love to everybody who's trying to, you know, put their mouth. Go have yourself a sandwich or something, man. Go to Hardee's and have yourself a sandwich. I don't know what else to say about that.
What do you think of haters calling Murray a one-hit wonder? And yes, I'm calling y'all haters.
I mean, first of all, if you got one hit, you can live off that shit forever. You got Joe Rob Budden. Bass. You know what I'm saying? Rob Mace.
He killed y'all with that. He gave
him. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If he got one, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You got a no-hit. You know what I'm saying? You got a bunch of no-hit wonders talking shit about a one-hit wonder.
Exactly.
I mean that right there. I'm ending it right there.
That was the way to end it.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We chasing that. I mean, I'm not chasing that no more, but you know what I'm saying? At one point, everybody was chasing that. If he was ever a rapper, a producer, you was chasing that one hit at least. So fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Shit. In my eyes, I mean, I ain't got nothing bad to say about the nigga. You know what I mean? I don't know him. I don't give a fuck about all that shit, but hey, he got a hit though.
He got that hit.
And every time I hear that motherfucking shit, I'll be up here bouncing like a motherfucker. So fuck it. How many one hit wonders still torn? Vanilla Ice.
A lot.
Ski-Lo. Fucking, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it goes on
Domino.
And on.
Domino.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, man, It's so many one hit wonders, nigga, but they still touring.
Where's my man, Sir Mix-a-Lot?
I mean, that's his main hit, but you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a three hit wonder, but you know,
is he a
three hit
wonder?
Man, come on, man. Hey, Sir Mix-a-Lot ain't no joke now. Come on now.
No, Sir Mix-a-Lot ain't no joke. He's one of the biggest hits ever.
But what I'm saying is, though, I mean, if you made a hit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're going to be around. If you made one hit, you know what I'm saying? You are guaranteed to be around. I mean, look at Joe Budden, nigga. One hit.
Pump it up.
The biggest nigga in social media. I mean, but you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? One of the biggest podcasters on earth right now.
Yep. Still relevant.
And why? Because of that one fucking hit.
That one zone.
That one hit, nigga. I mean, nigga, if I had one hit, you know what I'm saying, nigga? Fuck that. I mean, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? You can eat off that one hit forever. So when they talk about this one hit, one this shit, I mean, it's all haters, though. I mean, it's mainly haters. And the bad thing about Fayetteville is, you know what I'm saying, crabs in the barrel. Biggest haters on earth. You know what I'm saying? For biggest haters on earth. So
that's the problem, I think, is the reality is, this city ain't no different than every other city with people who got artists that are trying to be on the come up. I've been to a lot of cities where I put on shows and stuff, and folks just talk about, well, why ain't such and such put us on? Why ain't put this person? Put yourself on, first of all.
I understand that part, but
who don't even have hits, who are still moving in a direction where they have a fan base. And they have people who are supporting them. But it's that type of mentality
the way I see it is, if you quit trying to put your city on, put yourself on.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself on. When you get on, the city will follow. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, man, the problem with Fayetteville, man, if I hear another Fayetteville anthem, I'm going to choke that nigga out. Stop doing a fucking Fayetteville anthem. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, do a song. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, how are you going to get on doing a Fayetteville anthem when nobody knows about it? I mean, J. Cole does songs
and he don't have a Fayetteville anthem.
He don't have a Fayetteville, but you know what I'm saying? This nigga says 2-6 and Fayetteville and all kind of songs.
That's all you need.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? But he'll say it in one line or one bar. Ain't like he doing, you know what I'm saying? J. Cole ain't doing a 2-6 anthem, nigga. Come on. Stop doing, hey, look. Anybody out there that hears me right now, I mean, I'm not nobody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not even in Vietnam, but stop doing Vietnam anthems, Vietnam songs. I mean, say 2-6, say and leave it at that. Stop doing a Vietnam anthem, nigga. Nobody cares.
Yo, Dirty Bones, you know what I mean? Is that trill? Dirty
Bo
said, is that
true? Yeah, that's me, nigga. You know what it is, nigga. Southgate, nigga, all day. West Side, all day. But that's my nigga right there, Dirty Bo. You know what I'm saying? He a real one. But stop, you know what I'm saying, man? Do songs, man. Quit saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody cares. The niggas in Vietnam don't care, so why you think the rest of the world gonna care about fucking Vietnam? I mean, they don't even care when J. Cole says it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga done said 2-6 and Vietnam and 4, you know what I'm saying? All that shit on songs, nigga, and it still ain't made no difference for niggas in Fayetteville. Make your own path, nigga, like he did, nigga. Like, he left Fayetteville and got on. And he's not even... Yeah, go ahead, cuz.
All right, so what do I think of haters calling Murray a one-hit wonder? First of all, if you shit talking somebody who's only got one hit, I know you better have two.
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
You better have two.
Exactly.
If you ain't got two hits, then why you shit talking a motherfucker who's got one? You know?
It's the niggas without one that's talking shit about him with his one. Guaranteed.
And then, like, these cats that be like, you know, I want Vietnam to blow up. I want the city to blow up. Well, if you hating on, like, the second artist that we got that's coming out with some momentum, how the fuck we going to blow up?
Exactly, man. Fayetteville's a crab.
We need everybody that comes out of this bitch to succeed when they got some momentum. So we all in there hating and shit. Oh, yeah, he's a one-hit wonder. I mean, that sounds like a bunch of zero-hit non-wonders just hating and shit, man. I don't know Murray personally. I don't know Murray personally. I would love to see him fully reach the heights that he wants to reach in the music business. I definitely love that Low Key joint. That was one of my favorite joints. I think they should have like remixed that with like J. Cole or some shit. You know, that would have been great. But I think I would like to see Murray pump out more shorts. You know, more daily content.
More
you
know, content, day-to-day. Yeah.
Yeah, not to criticize the cat one bit, but I like to see more shorts out of him. More daily content, not, you know, non-music related content, just showing your day-to-day. Because you definitely got to put yourself out there as a reality TV show and show your day-to-day nowadays. And he got 1 million subscribers now on YouTube. And you should be pumping out just a little bit more content for my taste. But I ain't hating one bit, man. You know, like, he got to – we need a cat to succeed. Shouts out to Joshua Williams, just won the Super Bowl again, 2-time Super Bowl champ. I mean, we need everybody in the Ville to
– my step out for a second.
To succeed that has momentum and whatnot, you know. But, yeah, Fayetteville, man. I guess part of the hate for Fayetteville is that some cats ain't really born here. They do come in from the other cities and they're not gonna show us the love, but we can't really use that as an excuse no more. If we're trying to break out outside the city, we gotta break within the city as well, you know. We gotta figure it out.
Definitely.
You know. So anything else y'all want to chime in about or anything?
Oh, yeah, I pretty much got it covered out.
I mean, we're at 8:07. Is there anything y'all want to talk about?
I mean, we talk about whatever. I'm back, you know what I'm saying, after checking my baked potatoes, you know what I'm saying, I'm up here cooking.
I be cooking baked potatoes all the time, man.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying, I mean, back to that Murray thing, though, I mean, you got people in favor of hate on J. Cole. I mean, what does somebody have to do for us to fucking goddamn support him? Niggas don't support J. Cole. We got one of the best MCs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we got a nigga
top three for the last decade at least.
You know, come on, dog. And niggas still hate on him. So, I mean, what does that mean for the rest of us? We ain't gonna please nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the problem is, you know what I'm saying, the folks come out here and they expect other people to hold their hand. Anybody here to hold your hand, bro? You got to do your own thing.
Dog.
Keep talking about why he signed this, why he signed that.
You
got to do your own thing. Nobody's going to hold your hand. Nobody's coming back here to do all that. Look at the amount of MCs across the board. If they weren't already in people's circle, they didn't get signed. People didn't just go back to their hood to sign this one or that one. Not just off the strength of whatever. They signed them because they are either already knew them or they knew they had to do certain things to, you know, garner that love from the hood. And if they ain't going to get it, then they ain't coming back to sign nobody.
I mean, it's like, man, like I said, I mean, I hate to keep bringing up California, but like, people in California will co-sign you just for being from California. You'll say, you got people in Atlanta, like, Atlanta just saying, you know what I'm saying, like, Atlanta's a metro. Like, you know what I'm saying, like, some people don't know that, like, New York City is, like, what, 5 counties. You know what I'm saying, imagine Fayetteville, imagine Hope County, Scotland County, Cumberland County, Lumberton. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, imagine that just being one metro. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, Fayetteville just won't support no fucking body, dog. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, the only people that support the rappers in Fayetteville are the hoes they fucking, you know what I'm saying, little bam ass, you know what I'm saying, little ratchet ass hoes. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They the ones that support the rappers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody will support nobody. I mean, it's just, it's crazy to me, though. And being that, you know what I'm saying, I done traveled the country. Like, see, I'm in D.C. right now. Like, I mean, though, I mean, they have a, like, they follow people. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I could leave right now and go to a club in D.C. right now, dog, and it'll be about 6-7, like, local rappers. You know what I'm saying? And they will come, every last one of them have a following, dog. I'm telling you right now. Fayetteville just needs to stop that fucking bullshit, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, get behind that nigga that got the damn heat going. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, do some features with him or some shit like that. Like, everybody think they better than everybody. I mean, put that ego to the side, man. You know what I'm saying? Get to work, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's get this money. You know what I mean? I mean, if you can't support J. Cole or Moray, man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, what hope does anybody else have? Just think about it. Ain't nobody finna support Paul. Ain't nobody finna support, you know what I'm saying, Latin Looney. Ain't nobody finna support, you know what I'm saying, you. Ain't nobody finna support me. Because, you know what I'm saying, anytime anybody gets some traction, they gonna start talking shit. But I'm gonna stop it with that, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't gonna keep going on my rant. You know what I'm saying? Paul said I be talking too much, but... you know what I'm saying? I get passionate about some of this shit, though.
My boy said, nobody making noise but YOLO Ru and PFG. Hey, man, I'm a big YOLO Ru fan, for real, man.
I mean, if I don't know about it, I ain't gonna make no noise about it, though. So, I mean, it is what it is, though.
Hey, man, YOLO Ru, PFG, Hood. Hood the mayor, but
Hood been doing shit a long time. I mean, you know, I mean, it's a lot of people been doing shit a long time, though. You know what I mean? Like, don't wait till somebody get traction.
Fayetteville is advertising 365 days out the year. Who's doing that?
Nobody.
And I mean promoting and advertising is two different things.
I don't see it. Shit. I follow everybody. I follow every rapper and producer in Fayetteville.
Days a year.
Every rapper and producer in Fayetteville, I follow. I don't see it.
As a music promoter, I never get no email blast with no Fayetteville Cats music.
So sometimes it just takes a while. People put things on their timetable. And I think it's starting to go a lot towards, you know, it's going to take a long time for people to eat off the albums, long time for people to eat off their music, go back to, you know, a lot of releasing a actual project and then having to drop single after single after single and just eat off of that. You know, case in point, a cat like Jelly Roll, who, you know, switched genres, it took 3 years for people to catch up to him and catch up to his music. So, I mean, sometimes it just goes back to that.
I know this much.
I think Paul might be froze.
If Fayetteville as a whole doesn't figure it out, you just got to focus on yourself individually. You can't really worry about like trying to blow up the city and, you know, blow up the Vietnam name. Oh, you know, worldwide.
I've been learning that. Trust
you just
me.
Just gotta focus on you. I mean, because if cats ain't gonna come together, like, and you know, certain individuals play certain roles and realize, hey, everybody can't be the star of the show. Some cats gotta sit behind the scenes and play a role and do their thing. It ain't never gonna work, man.
He's good, Mr. J. I don't know. Maybe it's just on your screen.
Exactly. Yeah, probably on my end. It looks like I'm out of the loop.
Yeah.
So, oh, but you'll say I told Paul earlier though. You'll say what I did notice is like when shit is glitching while we live, it does not show up on the playback. So
yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, just roll with it. Like, you know, just yeah, don't just, say that. Yeah.
We did.
I learned that from the last episode, though. You know, I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I learned that from the last episode. I was like, everything was glitching, but when I watched it on the playback, I mean, the playback, it was all gravy. So,
nah, we do tons of Circle of Kings interviews the same way. Sometimes it'd be glitchy when we doing them. You play it back, it's like, oh, it ain't even as glitchy as it is.
Yeah, it's all perfect. Yeah. Everybody looking stupid talking about, oh, it's all messed up, and then it's not messed up, but yeah.
Yeah.
But as far as I just want to say, like, as far as like, I mean, everything we talked about, everything's subjective, though.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, from us talking about established people to us talking about us, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to say, like, us, lower people, but you know what I'm saying? In my eyes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm up here and everybody else is down there. But anyway, you know, it's all subjective, you know what I'm saying? Like, but as far as Fayetteville, I mean, it's a pattern, dog. I mean, it's a pattern. Like I said, I mean, I made my first beat in 86. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I've been around here since 86. I'm talking about from, I can name a lot of crews that was doing music from 86 to now. And you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all wouldn't even know half of them. But it's all about, you know what I'm saying? Like, that crab in the barrel bullshit, man. For real, dog. You know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to go behind nobody. Like, I mean, you can't get niggas to go behind Cole. I mean, we got a nigga
many Chiefs and not enough Indians, man. That's you know what I mean? I've always said that.
If you can't support Cole, dog, kill yourself. I don't give a fuck what you think about it. Come on, nigga.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, do you know how many cities that have MCs that came out? I mean, that are on the on the WAC MC list?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, at least we got Cole and we got Moray. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, at least, you know what I'm saying? Like, our track list is not tarnished yet. You know what I'm saying? Until one of these whack-ass niggas from Fayetteville pop off. You know what I'm saying? Like, but as of right now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we got one and two. You know what I'm saying? We got two niggas that are respected and we still can't get behind that shit. And that's why
we still live in hip hop history, man. Cole was comment, up there as one of the greats.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying.
The
dog.
Comments you're going saying. Crazy. They talking about they support Charleston White.
What?
Wow.
Y'all like chat today. The chat going crazy.
Dirty Bo said I support Charleston White.
Hey, Dirty. Hey, hold on. Hey, Dirty. Dirty. Take my number out your phone, dog. I'm gonna call you though. I'm gonna call you, Dirty. Come on, Dirty Bro. Come on, dog. I mean, but anyway, though, I'm like, man, come on, nigga. I mean, if we can't support these two niggas, who we gonna support?
We're not gonna support nobody. Yeah, you're right.
I'm just saying. Like, I mean, if you can't support J. Cole, and Moray, I mean, no, we're insiders. We from Fayetteville. We insiders. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't support J. Cole,
Valley, so.
I mean, if you can't support J. Cole and Moray, nigga, who the fuck we gonna support?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, ask yourself that question. Who we gonna support? Hey, I'm just saying, though. You say I'm about to like this Newport.
I don't know, man. Anybody want to answer that? Anybody want to answer that?
There's no answer to that shit.
There's no answer. That was the answer.
I mean, I'm joking. I mean, come on, dog. I mean, they both respected. Nobody outside of North Carolina calls it whack.
Yo, Dirty Bo talking about Petey Pablo.
Man, hey, somebody take Dirty phone. Dirty. Call me. You got my number. Call me. For real. Shit, matter of fact, give him the goddamn the code for the stream. But yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't have the answers. You know what I'm saying? None of us have the answers, so.
You ain't got the answers, Dwayne.
I mean, I'm giving my viewpoint. Everybody has a different viewpoint. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I mean, I like doing this shit. I mean, I'm having fun doing this shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it's about, bro.
You know what I mean? I'm just having fun. Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look. You know what I'm saying? All 15 of my viewers.
Make sure tomorrow you on landscape.
Nigga, I thought I hit landscape. Hey, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, look, I'm going to be in Richmond, Virginia. I'm going to be inside my car tomorrow, so... It is what it is.
Landscape. Yeah, it is what it is. But next
No.
Make sure when you're in the crib, you're on landscape next time.
Nigga, I'm on my iPad, dog. I mean, I hit landscape.
Don't blame it on the iPad.
Nigga, hey. I'm going to have the same iPad in my car tomorrow.
What?
Nigga, I hit one.
Be ready because you don't know.
Bro, I'm out, man. That nigga's tripping.
You'll say, hey, look. You'll say, I'm gonna need you to, sending those new goddamn, you know what I'm saying, like new little gadgets you got.
What gadgets?
You'll say them little new board. Yeah. You get them approved. You get them approved in the chat.
All right, so let's get with the shout outs. Let's start with Mr. J. What you got? Mr. J, you hear me?
All right.
What you got for the shout outs?
Can you hear him, Mr. J?
Can he?
No, I can't.
I think it's
all right, well, let's go with Looney. He
goes, start out with the shout outs for him, Mr. J.
Somebody shout out something.
Give you shout outs.
Go ahead, Loonies.
Wanna go ahead with the shout outs?
Yeah, go ahead.
You got.
I don't think I can hear you, Paul.
All right. Let's shout out DJ King Flow, Mixtape Addicts, So Hollywood Podcast, the Beauty Gen Podcast. I'll be interviewing on Beauty Gen on the 21st. Hopefully that'll be out in the next week or so. Mixtape Addicts is supposed to be coming out this weekend. We're just going to be bigging up everybody on the podcast, talking about the Underground Experience documentary, the One Heartbeat Away album that I got out, and just showing love to everybody who's got something moving, something going on, and trying to keep mentioning people's names who aren't in the room. So that's what I do, show love.
Lat Loonies, what you got for me?
Man, big shout out to the Born Talented team, man. Y'all know how we do, man. We all born talented for a reason. Y'all make sure y'all tap in with us, man. Shout out to everybody on the panel, of course, from the Live for Faye and Now. Some of us couldn't be here tonight, but you know, that's why we got so many of us here, so we can always, you know, switch each other out. Shout out to Circle of Kings, as always, man. Y'all gotta tap in with that, man. You know, we're trying to make sure y'all get up to date with all these fights and all this bare knuckle that's going on. Shout out to the Mutate Festival, man. Y'all make sure y'all tap in with the Mutate Festival. Tap in with Hood the Mayor's Battle of Bars, yo. Like, for real, shout out to Hood the Mayor with the Battle of Bars. And then, you know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all go stream that new single I got. Then I see all y'all running me up, man. I appreciate y'all for real, man. So, you know, big shout out to everybody that's listening to the music. And big shout out to everybody that's in here tapping into the show, man.
Trailer Noise, what you got for me on them shout outs, man?
Yeah. You already know me. You know what I'm saying? First of all, I want to shout out to my granddaughter, Brooklyn. Like I keep saying all the time, you know what I'm saying? She was killed on the Merc, you know what I'm saying, a few months ago. I hope them niggas get you before I do. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout out myself, Trailer Noise Tracks. Number one on these beats. Can't none of y'all niggas fuck with me. I want to shout out Paul. You know what I'm saying? Paul been doing this shit a long time. We need to give Paul his flowers. Paul, hit the claps. Hit that clap thing. What you got? Yeah, there you go. You know what I'm saying, man? I mean, real talk. Paul been doing this in a long time. You know what I'm saying? But I want to give a shout out to Paul. You know what I'm saying? Give a shout out to Live for Fan. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, after that, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to me, Trillin' Noise Tracks, the hottest nigga out there. Anybody want that smoke, come get at me. Peace.
Yeah, we definitely go try to get the Live for Fan now beat battle going on with Trillin' Noise Tracks versus somebody.
I'm gonna win, so why do that? I mean, why?
Hey, Phil, you might find somebody you like to work with, man. You don't know, man.
Nigga, I'm number
y'all
one.
Y'all don't even need to set people up for failure.
Yeah, I'm number one, dog. Trust me. You're saying, nigga, you're saying my range is beyond all y'all niggas, so stop it. Yeah, go ahead. Set it up. Anybody.
So shouts out to everybody that tuned in tonight, that commented. Shouts out to Latin Loonies, Mr. J, Trillin' Noise. Shouts out to Big Face out there promoting the Circle of Kings podcast. Who? Go ahead.
To Drugs Beats, man. We don't know exactly what happened. Some
West
some,
Side.
Some technical difficulties West or whatever. Side. So let's go ahead and we'll try to make that happen at some other point.
Yeah. Is he going to be able to reschedule, you think? He said he'll reschedule with us.
He said, do you think he'll be able to reschedule with us, Mr. J?
We'll see what's going on. I'll try to check back with him and see what happened.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Shouts out to the Mutate God.
Southgate.
Turbo King, Live for Vietnam, Dizzle. Shouts out to Vietnam. And that's it. Anything else y'all want to say before we hit the outro, the Trillin' Noise Tracks outro?
Southgate, West Side, nigga.
Shouts out to Leisure Living. Shouts out to Leisure Living.
Leisure Living, nigga.
Shouts out to Leisure Living, baby. They tore down my motherfucking neighborhood, but we still here.
Man, stop the show. Leisure Living.
Yes. Musical Court Lyric Lane, baby. Musical Court Lyric Lane. You can't fuck with me. Musical Court Lyric Lane.
Oh, shit. All right, nigga. Yeah, bye. Hey, stop the show. Cut it off.
Before we go, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, Saturday at 5 p.m. We're going to have Hood the Mayor. Anybody coming on with us tomorrow?
I should be able to join up tomorrow.
Okay. Word. Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right. We'll see y'all next time. Peace. And we out.
This nigga said, Leisure Living.
Leisure Living, gang.
Leisure Living.
Beats by Trill, straight killer Ville, dog.